They could have won it, we could have won it, they could have won it, we could have won it, they could have won it, we could have won it. It was one of those games. It was a neutral's delight, quite honestly. But, you know, from our perspective, there's areas where we didn't perform like we have been doing, you know, in defensive areas. We made some bad decisions at times today. But I'm not going to sit and criticise them. That's the first time that we've looked a little bit vulnerable at times defensively, because we have looked brilliantly strong this season. So, you know, you have to remember as well, we've got a totally different back four in there at the moment. You know, with the experienced boys that are out, so there'll be no caning to anybody. It'll be a learning curve for the younger players, in particular in the team. But we move on. We've got 4 points out of the last two games, and although we'd have liked maximum, you know, but we haven't. But listen, we move on and keep the run going.
Could you quite believe what happened or how events unfolded? You know, you're 2-0 up, looking good. You know, could have easily had more than two before the break. Then it's 2-2 after half time, 3-2 straight away afterwards. It was some game, wasn't it?
Well, it was, like I said, from people who weren't involved in it. You know, there's you're scratching your head at times how we've conceded, and we're scratching our head how we've missed a few chances. We're scratching our head how they've missed a few chances as well. You know, we've got a bit fortunate. So, you know, crack, you put that one down to experience, you know, and you move on. But, listen, it was a very good game. People want entertainment, and it was entertainment. The sad thing is, from the home perspective, we didn't win the game. But... you know, we have got something out of the game which we have to be, you know, have as small mercies, I suppose, and we've come away with a point. But, you know, we'd love to do better. But like I said before, we've been so strong at the back this year and throughout the team. And today we opened ourselves up a bit too much. And obviously, you know, they carved out chances because of it.
What do you make of Sean Miller's form? He's now got 3 goals in 2 games.
He looks as bright as a button, doesn't he? You know, his movement is terrific. You know, we thought we had to bring him off at the end. You know, he's got a bit of a calf, but he's got through it well. You know, and he's been unlucky on a couple of occasions as well. But he's looked very bright, and at this morning time, he looks like he's going to score.
And how well is Nick Blackman playing as well? Because it's not a role that he'd be too familiar with, but he's got a goal again today and looked good in his set pieces for the most part. Were great, weren't they?
Well, they were. He delivers great balls, you know, that's the thing as well, you know. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's a strange position to him, because he has played it before. But, you know, there's certain aspects of the game that we demand that he will get better. There's no saying that he's going to be stuck out there, you know, on the wide areas. But whilst he's doing so well, and the team and the attacking force is doing well, you know, it's something that we may have to work on a bit.
How's Ryan Flynn?
He got a whack in the calf from the challenge, the third challenge that he decided to give a foul for. If they'd given the foul on the first one, the kick wouldn't have come in the third foul. But so that's it's a bit of a blow for him. He couldn't carry on. You know, he stiffened up very quickly.
How close were Hill and McMahon to perhaps being involved today? I know that you were sort of keep. Are they going to be out for a long time now?
Well, there's no chance today. You know, we'll look at it again tomorrow. They'll come in and train again tomorrow and have the treatment, and we'll look at it from there. But they were nowhere near tonight.
Obviously, this is the first chance we've had to speak to you about Danny Coyne, and he's obviously been added to the squad now to give you that experienced backup. How key is it that you've been able to get him into the team?
Listen, it's paramount. You know, we just couldn't keep gambling, and that's what we were doing at that time. We were gambling, and it only takes, you know, the a bad dice and bumping you and you're caught. You know, we didn't want to get in that situation. We had to bring somebody in, and it's not just, you know, it's not just on the playing side of it we're looking at. You know, during the week as well, you know, the keepers have got to train, and you can't just have one keeper, you know, bashing balls at him all day long without him, you know, finding some sort of distress or, I don't know, a little injury that you don't want him to pick up. So we have to be very careful with him. Now we've got the two, you know, it's a lot easier in the training schedule as well.
Obviously, when we've spoken to you in the past, you know, you just weren't able to get that deal done. You've since signed him, Dave Kitson signed up to the end of the season. Yeah. That would suggest there's been a shift there, perhaps, from up top, and they've released some funds there. What's the situation at the moment?
Well, there's nothing been changed. I think, you know, it's we generated stuff ourselves, which is what we said before. So that doesn't change. That doesn't change at all. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see if anything happens before the deadline day. But we're trying, you know, we're trying our best, because you saw tonight, you know, and you look at the bench, and no disrespect to what we've got on the bench, you know, there's no experience there really apart from Crezzy. It's a very, very young bench, and again, we can't afford losing any more players through injury, particularly the senior ones. So, you know, we're having to box clever at this moment in time, and we're hoping that, you know, we can add a little bit more strength to there.
Are you optimistic? Would it just be one or two more?
I'm always optimistic, you know that.